Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi David Shukala ben Rachel, for Moshe ben Heshedina, and for Yudhi Yaakov ben Dinah Chash, Baruch HaVatzlacha, B'chol Ma'asei Yedeim, it says, Zechoris, Asher Selacha Amalek, Baderech, B'tzeischem, in Mitzrayim, famously in Parshas, Ki Seitzei. Rashi explains, Zechoris, Asher Selacha, Im Shikarat B'midos, Uvim Mishkolos, Habidoig, Migirei Ha'oyev, if you were dishonest when it came to your measures, your weights, you have to be careful about the enemy. Shenamra Mosne Mirma Tovas Hashem Uksiv Basre Bazadon Ve'avo Kalon. So the Pasuk tells us that if a person is dishonest with his measures, then that's an abomination to Hashem, and then the enemy is going to come and start up with him. That's Amalek. Rabbi Shlita said in a shir that the idea of a person changing his weight is achzarius. He's cheating person after person after person, and that's what Amalek is. We see here in Rashi this kasha between sheker and midos and mishkalos, not having honest weights and measures in business, and the coming of Amalek. In the Yalkut at the end of Parshas Kisetze, the smichus, the juxtaposition of the Parshas of midos and mishkalos, the Parshas Zohar, is explained as follows: Kevon shemotza Parshas Zu Ksiv Zohar Amar Moshe Yidbak Rosha LaRosha. Mashal Rotzech Shenitfas have you with Nea Shilton, Lohay Beves Hasur Rotzech El Anashim Tovim, Mehem Roshe Medina, Amar Shilton, Tnu Bemakom Acher Latzmo, La Acher Yamim, Nitfas Rotzech Acher Amar Shilton, Yenasinim Haver Bezikim, Yachamar Moshe, Yenasin Im, Yenasin Misha Asa Avil, and Misha Asa Avil, the Kaima Shenamar, Penea Shem, Boose Resh, Boose Ra. Since, says the Yalkut, we're translating, he found this parsha, meaning this parsha of Mishkolos, after the parsha of Mishkolos, it says Zohar. Moshe said that a Rasha has to connect to a Rasha. It's a mashal to Rotzeach that was caught, and they brought him before the government. And in the jail, there weren't Rotzchim. They were just good people. They were even Rashi Medina, like we have in our jails here in Israel. In any event, they are only important people. So the Shilton said, it's not nice to put this Rotzeach together with these former government officials. So put him alone. And then soon after, another Rotzeach was caught. And the Shilton said he should be put with his friend in chains. So to Moshe said, he did an avil, they should be put together. Pnei Hashem Bo'osera, the face of God is against those who do evil. So the people of Amalek should be put together with the people who are aligned with their mishkolos. So obviously we can't say that a person who's cheating on his weights and measures is exactly Amalek. There's no mitzvah to kill him, and he has a tikkun. Amalek has no tikkun. However, there is some sushtal between them. There is some comparison. There is some common denominator between somebody who is cheating on his weights and measures and Amalek. Misha Osa Avel and Misha Osa Avel, they have to be put together. They're both people who do injustice. We also find in Tosis and Kedushin, Dav Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, and that it says, Mora Shemaim and Mishkolos, they have to fear God when it comes to weights and measures. Rabbi Yitzchak Mefarish. It's because of the oven of Mishkolos. Amalek comes, as we saw before, and Tosfos also brings it down. And he quotes the pasuk of Baz Zadon Ve'Avo Kolon. And if because of this sin, the Zadon and Kolon, the embarrassment of Amalek, comes upon the Jewish people. So Rav Shmuel Yaakov Bornstein in his Zosli Yaakov in Parshas Kisetze explains the Mahalach as follows, that the Iker Chomer that we find by the Isser of Mishkolos is not because of the Etzem Avera Ben Adam Lachavero, that he's stealing and he's causing people to lack money, because there are many Averos Chomeros of Ben Adam Lachavero, and we don't find this Chomer. The Shoresh is the Avla, the Toeva. Ki toavas Hashem Elokecha kol osa eila kol osa avel. It's an abomination to Hashem. Anybody who does this miscarriage of justice, this avla, this ovel. So the reason Rav Bornstein explains is because of the hachazaka and yitzira of a mitzius of sheker and a yeshus shel avla, that he's holding on to this reality of a falsehood, of lies. The Sforno writes, Yisna hakel gam ken amachzik bekelim pasuk yedalet bekelim muchanim lasis ovel v'shitzorach laharchik osam hakelim. Those kelim that do evil, you have to separate from yourself, because they're waiting to do evil. Because the whole idea of weights and measures is honesty. Why do you have weights and measures? In order to make an exact measurement. And what's this person doing? He's taking those very weights and measures and he's making them false. They're always prepared to do falsehood. It's the exact opposite of the goal, of the purpose of weights and measures. It's this mitzius and a yeshus of sheker. The morale says here in the Gurarie, Vodroi lomer shamishaker b'midos dover koshe, shari amida mida mishueres v'mishaker b'dover shunase l'shir mitzumtzum v'mosi v'pochesel av dover zehu koshe dover zehu dover koshe. Because this is supposed to be when a person has a midah, a person makes an amount is estimated. And then he's taking these weights and he's saying, oh, it's exact, and it's really not. It's really, he's adding, he's subtracting. And therefore it could be, again, more of a Rabbi Shlita said, the pshat is that it's cruelty, that day after day, week after week, hour after hour, he's cheating more and more and more people. One tzushtel tamolik, that's also the cruelty, but also this mitzius, says Reb Bornstein, this mitzius and mahus of sheker, that these weights and measures which are designed to mislead people, even though, as we said, weights and measures are supposed to be the opposite. They're supposed to show an exact amount. I've been in taxi cabs before, and even drivers have told me that a driver who knows can play with the meter and he can make it go faster. So you can have a meter that's supposed to show exactly what the rate of this trip is, and it's showing a lot more. That's a very, very serious aveira. That's what brings a malik on the Jewish people. And the explanation is that the etzem hara, the ikar arisha of a malik, shershav yisodo is esav. It's all rooted in esav. There are makoros for this. The very name esav. Esav is the grandfather of Moloch. The very name of Esav shows his mahus. Vayikrashmo Esav, who shav, says the Medrash, Barasi Bolami. He's this falsehood. He's these lies. So we have this mitzias harav Esav, which is a mitzias and havaya of shav v'sheker. It's this falsehood. That's the tzuras adam of Esav. That's the sheker. The Maral in his Chetushi Agadus writes, Esav misdamik ha'adam. Amnam Yaakov, whom is Damika Adam, Shu Adam Be'emes. Esav looks like a person. Yaakov is a real person. Esav misdame belevusha veishlo Torah shel Adam. Ki alevushu Torah shel Adam, veino Adam rak Torah shel Adam. So it's not the real person, the levush. It's the Torah of a person. So it describes a person. It's trying to show there's a real person here. But Esav is really sheker. Esav was really a sayer. He was really this goat. Hein Esav achi ish sayer. And his dam, like the Medrash says, the dam of a sayer is doma l'shel adam. He just looks like a person. And that's also what Amalek is. Amel kuf. That Amel, that he's toiling. As it says in the Pasuk, Ala piu mole u mirmos v'soch tachas l'shona amel v'oven. This toiling for nothing. This Yegiela Rikvila Hevel, that's the Amel. This Pasuk in Tehillim is Taka talking about a Molech, Tehillim Yud Zayin. As Rashi explains there in Pasuk Ches. And the Kuf is the Osef of Sheker. Kuf is Milash and Kof. That he's just an imitation, a monkey, not the real thing. Shav Shebarasi Be'olami. Shav is sheker. Shabbos for nothing. Look in Shmos, Chaf, Zion, in the Targum Onkelos over there. It also says, Vayaged lo Mordechai, es kol asher karo, Chazal say, Amr la asach, Amor la ben beno, shel karo ba aleichem, hadu tachsiv asher karcha baderech. So Mordechai says to Asach, tell Esther that the son of Karahu, of Asher Karcha Baderech, Amalek, that it says about them that they cut us off on the road, has come to us. The Maharal writes in the Ruach Chodesh, Kilu ein la mitzius be'etzem, klal rak nechshav dover mikre, v'lo dorishu be'etzem, v'alkein umizu, misnagdim, b'frat al Yisrael, shem etzem ve'ikr. They're just a mikre, asher karcha. They're not batsim. And that's why they're the nigud for Avam Yisrael. They're the contrast to Am Yisrael, who is an essential existence in reality. So when a person has dishonest weights, so he brings upon this Amalek into the world, this Metzias, this Havaya of Sheker. Parshas Toldos says, "Vatikach Rivka's big day Esav bina Gadol Achamudos Asher Ita Baboyes Vatalbeishes Yaakov bina Katan." She took Esav's clothing and she put them on Yaakov. So Rav Bornstein in his Sefer Zosli Yaakov and Toldos is marich here about this union of the clothing. We see that Bishas Habrachas Yaakov wore the clothing of Esav, and these are the clothing of Adam HaRishon. As Chazal teach us, Targum Yonas and Yes Levushe Esav, Bar Rabbim Ragnin Dehavim in Adam Kadma. From the Adam Arishon, these clothing came, and from the Medrash, Tikach Rivkas Big De Esav Ben Agadol Achamudus Mashachamad Minimrod Hargo Benotlan. He was Chomed then, from Nimrod. And he killed them and he took them. And these begadim originally belonged to Adam Arishon, as it says in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, in Perikov Dalid, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Haksona Shoshal Kodesh Baruch Hu Adam Aliishto, Hayuim Noach, Ubana Velatevo, Kshasimena Tevo, Cham Benoach Hatsiyuo Yimo, Venechil Nimrod, Cham gives it to Nimrod, Nimrod ends up giving it to, and Esav ends up getting it from Nimrod, and then through those clothing, Yaakov got the brachas. So it's not just Dvarim Gedolim Einam B'mikra. There's something going on over here with the clothing. Maral says in his Chedushi Agadus Tavod Zorah in Aleph on the Beis in the Pasuk Vatechasreo Me'at Me'elokim L'chvod V'adar Tatreo Tam Shileu B'masi Adecho Kol Shatsa Tachas Raglov, that man is just a little bit less than God and he's surrounded by glory and honor. He rules over creation. That the Kavod and Hadar Asher Yiter Arboris Brachas Adam, this glory of man appears on two levels. One is the Madregas Hatzelim, Kibitzelim, Elokim Asa Asa Adam. And the second is the Madrega of Kovod and Levush. And that's what it says, Vayas Hashem Elokim Kosno Sorvei Al Bishen. He gave them this Kovod of giving them that clothing. Onkelos says, Levushin Dikar, this clothing of honor. It's the Kovod that's Levush. The honor of a person, clothing honors honor. Clothing honors a person. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Kar Lamani Mechubdasi Shabbos Kofit Gimel Lamed Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan called his clothing those things that honor him. Maral explains this at length in the Netzach and Perek Tezayin and the Be'er Gola and the Be'er Arvi. That's the Kavod of Lavush. And the Pasuk says in Tehillim V'Hadar, Vahadar is this Madrega of B'Tselem Elokim based on the Gra and the Pasuk of Hod V'Hodar Lefonov. Hod Hainu Ayofi Atzmis Kamo Or Hachama She'or Bo Atzmis V'Hodar Hu Kamo Noga Yorech She'makabal Men HaShemesh. Hod is the essential beauty and Hadar is what the beauty reflects on. Hod is the sun that has light, and Hadar is like the moon that receives the light. And that's Hod V'Hadar Tatreyu. v'kavod v'hadar tatreyu. The man has this honor, this neshama that shines, and then also the kavod of the levush. So this levush is on one hand something physical, made in China. On the other hand, it's an expression of man's glory. Man is surrounded by his kavod, and then deeper, by his hadar. This hadar, this light that the neshama gets from Shamayim, Tzelem Elokim. And we see the Madrega of Tzelem remained in the hand of Yaakov. As it says, Shufrei di Yaakov Avinu mein Shufrei d'Adam Arisham. The beauty of Yaakov Avinu was like the beauty of Adam. Also said, that's Bava Basra in Chesam and Aleph. It also says in Bava Basra there, Nistakalta b'dusdyukni b'dyukni atzma ta altistakel. Rashbam explains, Musdyukni Yaakov dyukni atzma. Adam Arishon, the Dukan, this form, this Tzelem Elokim of Yaakov was the Tzelem Elokim of Adam. So that remained. That Hadar remained. That Tzelem Elokim remained. That, like the moon that receives from the sun, that's the Hadar, that remained. But the cover was taken by Esav. Like the Maharal writes there in Chelek Aleph. And Chedush Agadus of Rezori and Aleph Amveis, and similarly in the Netzach Yisrael in Perek Tezayin, Vishchal Adask Yaakov Nikra Adam. Yaakov was called a true man, like it says, Atem Kuriyam Adam, Benakim Kuriyam Adam. Ibn Eshahayel Tzelem Elokim Asher Ula Adam, because he had the Tzelem Elokim that belongs to man. Tzelsiv Kibit Tzelem Elokim Asos Adam, as Dabiz Al Yaakov. Yaakov had this Tzelem Elokim, as it says in Bav Mitzia Pedal Ramad Aleph, Shufrei Diyankov, Main Shufrei Dadam Arisham. Esav also looks like a man. He also has a Torah of Adam. Ki levushu toro shel adam veino adam rak toro shel adam kama shemalas Yaakov wa tzelem aloki bemes shel adam arisham vzei yarish Yaakov mimeno kach yarish esav is big the adam arisham. So Yaakov received the tzelem alokim of Adam. Yaakov has the hadar of Adam, and Esav received the levush of Adam arisham. Esav inherited the levush of Adam arisham, the clothing, like it says in the Medrash, as we mentioned earlier. And the pasuk big day Esav bena gadol achamudos, that he was chomei them from Nimrod and he stole them, he killed them and he stole them. And through begadim, says the Maharal, Esav looked like a person, even though he wasn't bamis a person, so he was wearing this big day adam arishon, this kavod. Vatichasreyu maat me'elokim bekavod v'hadar tatreyu. V'davar zeh nikra malbush k'd Rabbi Yochanan dekor lemani mechubdosai, that Rabbi Yochanan called his clothing those that honor him. So kavod is something that you show to others. It's negat olam. But Esav, Yaakov was be'etzim, or Yaakov was essentially an important person, and Esav is just has only the chelik of the begadim, the externalities, the external kavod. So therefore, Esav got the kavod, and Yaakov has the true Hadar, Yaakov is the true Adam, Yaakov is the true Neshama. And all Esav has are the externalities. Yaakov Avinu is Midu is Emes, Titein Emes li Yaakov. And therefore his Chelik is the Madrega of Tzelem, which is Kadosh Baruch Hu himself, Tzelem Elokim Asas Adam. Esav is Hashav Barashah Barasi Baolami. This is this falsehood, this nothingness that I created in my world. His Hometzias is Shav Sheker V'Dimyam. It's all for naught. It's all falsehood. It's all imagination. It's all tzura sa'adam. It's toyer v'lo tzura. It's just something external, but it's not the real thing. He doesn't have a real person. He's just wearing the levush. And that's the sire. He's called the sire. Like the sire whose damo is kedam adam. The goat has a blood like a person, but that's not really him. The maral in the gvur is perik, in perik ches, chashivus edom, enom upnei ilu mitziyusam ba'atzmam. The whole mitzius of Edom is sheker, and they take what isn't coming to them, and therefore that's their chelik, that's their nachla, the big day of achamudos. This Yerusha of Kavod HaLevush of Esav is a Sharish and Yesod for the Kalach of Shlita of Esav in the world. It says after the Pasuk Kavod V'Adar Tatreyu, Tamshileyu B'Maseh Yadecha Kol Shata Tachas Raglov. Rashi Shanasata Koch B'Yoshua Hadmi Machama V'Libesh Eliyabesh Esayardin. B'Moshe L'Kor Me'yamsu F'Lalus L'Marom V'Liyo L'Hachiyos Esameis. So we have this power over creation. Tamshileu b'maseh yodecha. Everything is under the hands of man, is ruled by man. And that's Yoshua, to make the sun stand, to dry up the Yarden, Moshe, to dry up the Yamsuf, to go up to the heavens, Eliel, to be Mechayim Esim. In other words, Mikoch, the Kavod, v'hodar of Tatreyu. We have Kochos of Memshala and Kvisha. We rule over creation. Like it says about Etzelem Elokim in Bereshis Aleph Chavav, V'yom Elokim Na'as Adam B'Tzalmayni Kidmusayni. Vayerdu is this koach of memshala over the bria, because he has this tzelem elokim. Since it's about tzelmenu kidmusenu, he can rule over creation. We see nachamo the tzelem elokim, and then fill the earth and conquer it. If the rule over all of creation, it's Mefurish and Bereshis Rabbah, Peches Yud Beis. Uredu b'degas hayom Rabbi Chanina im zochu redu v'im lav yerdu. If you zochu, you'll rule. If not, you'll fall. I'm Rabbi Yaakov d'kvar Chanina. As shu b'tzalmenu kidmusenu redu as sheinu b'tzalmenu b'dusenu yerdu. If you're in our b'tzalim and tumus, redu, you rule. And if you're not, you fall. Chazal also say, Ein chaya shaletis badam atchenidin lak veheiman. A chaya doesn't rule over a person, Shabbos kufna alafam et beis, unless he looks to him like an animal. Adam biyikar bal yolin nimshol ke behemus nidmu. If a person doesn't have his chashivas, so then it's like nimshol ke behemus. He's like a behemah, therefore an animal can rule over him. So that's the human being. He has this tzelem elokim. And Begadim also, Begadim are Bigdei Malchus, Bigdei Chamudos, or Bigdei Malchus, it says in Bereshis Rabbah Samech Heitez Zayin. And the union of Bigdei Malchus is the Iker Melucha, as it says in Pirkei Rebbe Eliezer, Ma Melech Lovesh Bigdei Kavod. Vatilbash Esther Malchus, Rashi says, Bigdei Malchus, in other words, Levishas Bigdei Malchus, is Levishas HaMalchus. That's Kavod Vahadir Tatreo, that Kavod Levush is Mamshich Koiches of Memshala and Shlita. It also says in Pirkei Rebbe Eliezer, Hu Heichel Lios Gibort Ba'aretz, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Aksonis Shasa Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Adam U'Lishto, Haisa Ima B'Teva, U'Kshiyatsu Min HaTeva Lak Chacham Ben Noyach V'Otsiya Ima, Ima O'Vin Chila L'Nimrod V'Shah Shaya Lovei Shosa, Hayukol Behem Achaya V'Of Boin V'Nofim L'Fonav, Rebbe Omer Esav Achiv Shal Yaakov Ras, Aksonis Shasa Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Adam V'Chava, Al Nimrod V'Chomet Osa B'Libo V'Hogo, V'Lak Achaysa Mimenu, Minayin shayu chamudos beinav shenemar v'tikach etc. Big day of bina gadol achamudos u'kshalav shosam nasa bam gam hu gibor. So you see, he became a gibor in the aretz. It says in Pirkei Rebbe Eliezer that the garment that Adam had, they had with them in the teva, as we said before. Lacham took it, and then he ended up giving it to Nimrod. And when Nimrod was wearing this kavod, so all the behemoths and chayes and ofer falling before him. So you see, the chashivas, the kavod of the begadim, which makes people fall before you. And Rebbe said that Esav, the brother of Yaakov, when he saw this ksones that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for Adam and Chava on Nimrod, he desired it and he killed them and he took them away. And then when he wore them, he also became a gibor. And that's what Esav would wear. It says in the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah Samach Gimel Yud Gimel. Here it says that Nimrod wanted to kill Esav for that beged that belonged to Adam HaRishon, that when he would wear it and he'd go out to the field, all the animals would come to him. So that gave you special hunting power. So according to this Medrash, it seems Nimrod wanted Esav's begadim. We saw elsewhere that Esav took them from Nimrod. Kopanim, you see this koach of the clothing. That's v'yerdu, v'kavshua, the cover of levush. And that's what Esav, he wants this koach of shlita, this madreg of cover, so he had it in his levush. Now we understand why Yaakov took the clothing. That in the end of days, we're going to get the clothing. These tovos, it says in the Gra, in his parish of Haggadah Shel Pesach, all the tovos that we have in this world and the next world, we were Yoresh at the time that Yitzchak blessed Yaakov. And without the brachas, we wouldn't have anything. And this Yerusha of Kavod HaLevush that Esav inherited, we're going to get it in the end of days. It says in Yeshaya, Uri, Uri, Livshi, Uzech, Tzion, Livshi, Bigdei, Tefartech, Yerushalayim, Mirakodesh. Wake up, wear your strength, Zion. Wear your clothing of glory, Yerushalayim, Mirakodesh. Another pasuk in Yeshaya, Samach Aleph Yud, Sosa, Sis, Bashem, Tagel, Mavshi, Belokai, Kil, Bishani, Bigdei, Yesha, also rejoice in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let my soul be happy with God because he gave me these clothing of salvation, this garment of righteousness, like a chosen, like a kala. Hisnari me'afar kumi livshi bigdei sefartech ami. Get up from your dirt, get up and wear your clothing of glory, my nation. So therefore, when you're getting these brachas, they have to come with the clothing. That's the kavod v'hadar tatreyu. Maybe that was the argument between Mordechai and Esther. She sent him clothing. He's wearing sackcloth. And she sent him clothing. So he should take off his sackcloth and wear the clothing. So as Futner puts it, Mordechai didn't have his kapata, that was the problem, that's why he was wearing sackcloth, because his kapata was at the cleaners. What's going on? So the answer is that she wanted him, this is the time we're inheriting Esav, we have to beat Esav, you have to wear your big day malchus. And Mordechai was saying, this is not a time to wear big day malchus. This is a time to wear begadim of mourning. This is a time of bilbul. Like it says, Vayizak Za'aka Gedolo Mara. And he just cried out, where Futner points out, there's no Seder HaTefillah here. Where's the Seder HaTefillah? The answer is, this was a time there was no Seder of Tefillah. There was no proper Seder, there wasn't Mevurur. They didn't say Akela Gadol Agibur Vanora only after 70 years. After the Nesa Purim, the Marsha says that they say Gibur Vanora. They couldn't have a proper Tefillah. So Mordechai wanted to daven in this state of mourning. It says in the Gemara in the Sechet Shabbos in the Afir Amar Aleph, Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Rami Puzmike Omatzli, he would wear Nale Bat Chashuvos, this important garment, and then he would daven. V'amar Hiko Nikras Elokecha Yisrael. So you see this, there's big day covered when you're davening. Rava did the fakert. Shadi glime, he would throw off his chash of a frack, so he shouldn't look important. Upochar yode, and he would put his fingers together, like a person who's he would be meshalev his etzbos elu beelu, like a person who's afraid of his rebbe. Umatzle and daven like that. Va'amar ka'avda kame mariam, like an eved before my master. Amar Ravashi Chazina Leila Rav Kahana, we see Rav Kahana that sometimes this way and sometimes that way. Ki ikat Sara be'alma, when there was Sara in the world, Shadi Glime O Pachar Yodeh, he would throw off his over garment and he would be Mishalev its Bosef. Umatzlin, he would daven. Ve'amar ka'avda kame mare, ki ikat Shlama, when there was peace in the world, then he would wear his chashava garments and daven. Hiko Nikras Elokecha Yisrael. So it could be that this Gemara is punkta the Tumah Halchim of Esther and of Mordechai. The Rav Kahana, there's Tsar in the world, so Mordechai is passing like Rav Kahana. Then you throw off your garment. Only when things are good you dress nicely. And maybe Esther was saying, no, this is the time to beat Esav. Esav is chashivus. Esav tries to show that he is the big day malchus. We have to show that we have the big day malchus. That's our way of beating Esav. So we have some insight into Lavush. We should all be zochem to Hashem, to the Malbushei Kavod, the Yakar Levidim Aro Simcha Vesos and Vikar of the Yakar of the Kavod of the Chashivus of the Lavush and the Yakar. That when the Jewish people go down, we don't just ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu to save us; we also want our Kavod to be restored. Achal Tseyu. Not only does God release us from our tzaras, the Achabdehu. But it also comes with kavod afterwards. There has to be an addition of kavod. So we ask for our original kavod to be restored. And we should be zecho v'kar v'mamish to the kiyum of the pasuk. Uri yuri livshi uzech tzion livshi bigdei tefartech Yerushalayim ir hakodesh. And so it's osis b'ashem togel nafshi b'elokai kil bishani bigdei yesha meil tztaka yatani kichosin yichayim pe'er v'chakalot hadek elea. Snari may offer kumi live she big day to fight a family. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.